Ladies and gentlemen, Easy Aces. The complicated real estate deals, which both Mr. Jane and Mr. Ace were trying to close unbeknownst to each other, came to a climax when the wealthy Mr. Everett bought Mr. Ace's property because he thought Jane was showing such admirable wifely devotion. The papers were signed, and Mr. Ace got his check before Jane arrived with her client, Mr. Neff. The scene now takes place late that evening, and we find Jane, Mr. Ace, and their friend Marge in the Ace's bungalow. Listen.
So you see, Marge, the old man thought she was trying to plug my property. All the while, she was actually trying to make a sale for this Mr. Neff, who promised her $500 if she could sell his plot of ground to old man Everett. Why, this Neff guy actually gave her an advance of $250 because Jane told him Mr. Everett had told her he was going to buy Neff's lot. Actually, what the old man was thinking was that here was a nice, loyal wife who fought her husband's battles, and the two of us deserved a break. And there you have the whole thing.
Well, of all the weird stories I ever heard.
Oh, isn't it?
If you two don't get into the most gruesome complications, simply because you've got so many secrets.
Well, you know why I didn't tell her about this deal. She manages to crab so many things I start.
Well, you can't say she crabbed this one.
Well, it was just rough she didn't. If it hadn't been for the old man's misunderstanding what she was talking about.
That's the part I can't get through my head.
Right.
How Jane could carry on a big deal like this one and not mention names. How could she do that?
Search me. Ask her. Look at her. The mastermind.
Jane? Jane!
What?
There's something I want to ask you.
Oh, don't follow me, Marge. I'm trying to figure something out.
What now?
But explain me how Mr. Everett and I could keep talking about this lot and not know who we were talking about.
We're all wondering that.
It's behind you, is it?
Yes, how could Mr. Everett and
I... Listen, Jane, it's behind all of us now, and I'm trying to imagine it was all a bad dream. When I think how close I came to not putting this over, it ages me 5 years. If I'd have gotten there ahead of you and the old man had actually bought you Mr. Neff's ground.
Oh, how could he? He had the papers all drawn up for your property.
Yes, but it might have crabbed the whole thing. I'd rather just not think about it.
Well, now that it's over, nobody can be hurt. I'd like to think about it. As I understand it, you made yourself quite a chunk of money you didn't expect.
Yes, you see, my client was only asking $60,000 for his property. Neff wanted $70,000 for his. Well, when Jane was talking price to the old man, she said $70,000, and he agreed.
Well, hadn't you talked price with her?
No, I started to a couple of times, but he kept saying the price is okay. Well, I just figured he had the property appraised, and he knew what he was asking. And a man in his position knows just what's going on everywhere in town. Well, when he handed me the check for $70,000, well...
Is that the first thing you had that something was wrong?
Well, it was just at that minute that Jane crashed in with Mr. Neff. And when she opened up, as only she can, and I saw this deal of mine go crashing about me, well, I could have walked under a rug with a high silk hat and raised an umbrella. Yes, and on my toes, too.
And then what happened?
I don't know. I was a little unconscious all through it. There were some words between Jane and old man Everett. She wanted to know what he meant by buying my property.
Well, I didn't want Mr. Neff to think it was my fault.
Oh, you didn't?
No. I'll bet he thinks I'm a fine one.
Well, isn't that too bad, what he thinks? I guess you'd rather have him think you were all right rather than see me put through this deal.
No, Oh, I'm glad you made the money, dear.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome, dear. Only you got me mad when Mr. Everett kept saying I didn't say anything about Mr. Neff.
Well, did you say anything about Mr. Neff?
Well, I didn't say Mr. Neff. I kept saying I had a friend with a lot for sale.
Yeah, that was another high spot of that nightmare. Mr. Everett's reply to that was that he thought she meant me. And Jane said, Mr. Ace, why, he's no friend of mine.
Oh, I didn't do any such thing.
You didn't say he's no friend of mine?
Well, yes, maybe I did, but I didn't say, Mr. Ace, he's no friend of mine like that. I don't talk like that.
Oh, you don't. You ought to get a load of yourself. I wish I had a record made of that invigorating little scene in the old man's office, and you should have got a load of Mr. Knapp when he found out I was in the real estate business.
Oh, I could imagine. I'll bet he burst a blood vessel.
Oh, practically. He kept shouting, I see it all now. Why, he accused Jane of stalling him so that he wouldn't be able to get his property into the competition and in that way leave a clear field for me. Yeah.
He thought Jane had double-crossed him?
I guess so. Imagine accusing her of having that much business acumen.
Yes, imagine him thinking that...
Yeah, I actually thought Jane was sharp enough to put over a big deal like that?
Yes, imagine him thinking...
Yes, he probably thought he was up against a mastermind.
Yes, imagine him thinking that...
he'd accuse our Jane of having enough sense to pull anything that close.
Yes, imagine. What did you say now? Listen here.
Oh, no, Jane. I was always...
Well, who do you two think you are? I guess you're forgetting about the extra $10,000 we made on account of me.
That's right. You have to give a credit for that.
Well, I still say it was just luck. She didn't know what she was doing.
I didn't know what I was doing. Didn't you hear me ask him for $70,000?
No.
What?
I did not hear you ask him for anything. I didn't even know you were going there selling anything.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, I did ask him for $70,000. How do you think he gave you that check for that much if I did?
Well, there's no argument there, Ace. You've got to give in on that point.
Yes, but she was asking it for Neff lot. She was going to make only $500 out of the deal.
That's another thing I'm worried about.
What?
The $250 he gave me, I don't want it, and he won't take it back.
He won't take it back?
No.
What kind of a man is that?
That's right. He kept shouting he was double-crossed and that we'd hear from him, and I tried to give him my check for the $250 because Jane had paid hers down for a fur coat.
Jane did? And he won't take the $250 back. I wonder why.
Oh, he's just excited. He will when he cools off. And glad to get it. I'm not going to worry about that. I'm too jubilant about this extra $10,000 I made. And the $3,000 commission. That's the biggest deal I put over since I've been in business. I mean, in one lump sum.
Well, that's the way it goes. You struggle along for years on your own, never realizing the business friends around your home waste their time getting dinner.
Now, Marge, don't start that.
Oh, jealous, huh?
I'm not jealous. I'm just thankful it's over. I don't want to think about it anymore. I've been lying awake night for 3 weeks trying to figure out a way to put this over, and now that it's over, I want to relax and take it easy.
Yeah, how about a vacation for you two?
That's right. How about a vacation?
Vacation? I can't.
Why not? I'm tired, too.
From what?
Well, don't you think I worked? How about me having to go to Mr. Neff and Mr. Everett every day? You think you're the only one that worked hard? You think you're the only one that didn't sleep?
Oh, you slept like a log every night I lay there awake.
Oh, yeah. Well, why did I sleep like a log?
I don't know. Don't start asking me.
Fine. Why, Jane?
Well, because I was so tired out worrying and working all day, I fell asleep the minute I hit the pill. That's why.
Something in that, too. Now, how about it, you two? You need a couple of weeks off. Take it now. Get a chance to get away and forget.
Yeah, forget my business.
You made $10,000 more than you thought you would. You can spend some of that on a vacation.
Oh, it's not the money I don't want to spend. It's just that I want to keep going now. Maybe I'll get another lucky break now.
Well, don't expect me to help you anymore.
Oh, you.
Not without a vacation. Let's take a vacation, dear.
Oh.
Sure, why, even I'm going on a vacation. I didn't make anything near $10,000.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I get my usual 2 weeks with.
Oh, then we can all go together.
Fred, I can't afford to go where you two will go.
Oh, well, you'll be our guest.
What?
Yes, don't know, Jane. That's
yes, hard. I won't go unless Marge goes with us. How about it, dear? We could go up to the mountains. That's where we wanted to go last year, and we didn't.
No, last year we didn't go to Canada. It was the year before we didn't go to the mountains.
Was it?
Yes. It gets monotonous not going the same places every year. Let's plan on not going someplace different this year.
No, I'd like the mountains.
Oh, you
wouldn't you mind?
No, Jane. It's nice of you, and I thank you, but you're not going to have me along with you.
Well, I won't go unless you go as our guest. You're not going to spoil my trip, are you?
Well, I'm afraid I'll have to if those are the conditions. Now, why don't you two go alone? Why do you have to go?
No, I won't go unless you go. chair maker go?
Nobody has made me go yet.
You're like giving candy to a baby. Oh, Lauren, why don't you go?
I'm not giving candy to a baby. I won't give of it.
Well, I won't go a step unless you go. So there.
All right, so there.
Oh, stubborn, huh?
No, not stubborn. It's just that I don't want to go. I'm not sponging on anybody for a vacation.
Oh, now, Mara, you don't mean that about us. After all...
He asked you.
Won't do you any good. I'm not going. Let's drop it.
All right, you want to spoil everything. It's all off, dear, because I won't go. Now, don't ask me.
Well, it suits me.
Don't ask me, I said, because if Marge isn't going, I won't. I'll show her. I won't go a step unless Marge goes. That's...
Isn't that silly, Jane? I got off your nose and spiked your face.
All right, now, don't get personal. We can't all be beautiful. And don't change the subject. I'm not going to leave this house unless
there's somebody at the door.
She's just acting stubborn. Why do you have to be so obstinate? We want you
there's
to come.
There's somebody at the door.
What? Oh, there's somebody at the door.
Yes, there's somebody at the door.
Just a minute. Anybody coming over?
Not that I know of. Oh, maybe it's Johnny. He wants to get the details of this grand mix-up we got into. I wouldn't be...
Yes. Who did you want to see, please?
Is this the residence of Mr. and Mrs. Ace?
Yes.
Are you Mrs. Ace?
Yes.
Who is it, Jane?
It's a man who wants to know if we live here. Will you come in, please?
Thank you.
Right through here.
Thank you.
Did you want to see me?
You, Mr. Ace?
Yes.
This is for you.
What is it?
And this is for you, Mrs. Ace.
Well, thanks. What is it?
Summons.
What?
Good evening. Thank you.
Well, what is it, dear?
Summons. That guy in there. Oh, no wonder he wouldn't take the $2.50.
Oh, my heaven. Well, what is it? What does he mean?
It's a summons for you and me. We're going to court.
Well, I won't go anywhere unless Marge goes.
Oh, isn't that?